Marlins and Mets. It's a beautiful evening for baseball as TJ Rivera takes some swings in batting practice. We'll take it to the bottom of the first as Drubal Cabrera at the plate.
Switch hitter batting left. First pitch driven towards the gap in right center. That's in for a hit. It's going to the warning track and all the way to the wall. Conforto hits third. He's being waved home. The relay throw goes under the glove of Gordon, and holding it second with a double and a run batted in is as Drubal Cabrera, and the Mets have a nearly instant 1-0 lead.
And Bruce cracks one out to right center. Ichiro will not get this one. That's one hop to the wall. Cabrera is in. And Bruce pulls in with an RBI double. And three batters in, the Mets have a 2-0 lead. And Reyes hits one toward the hole. Base hit. Bruce is in. Granderson will be held at third as Stanton fires it in. Reyes keeps the line moving with an RBI single. And it's 3-0 New York. In the air, deep left center. Suzuki back in the gap with Ozuna, and it's off the wall. Klawecki is in. Here comes Flores. The relay throw to the plate is not in time. It's a two-run double for Jay Bruce. With Miguel Rojas having shown so well, not just in the first two games of this series, but really every time he's gotten an opportunity. Echeverria floats one into shallow center, and Granderson makes a nice sliding catch.
Well, they were going to start Jacob Turner, but he had to pitch in relief, so they called up Cole.
In the air, deep center field, Granderson racing back to the warning track. He runs it down. Two batters, two fabulous plays by Curtis Granderson, one coming in, and now one going back to retire Realmuto.
11-3 Mets is your final score. Robert Gazelman evens out his record at 2-2. He goes five innings, allowing three earned runs on eight hits. As Drubal Cabrera left tonight's game with a left thumb injury. X-rays taken for a fracture were negative. He'll undergo an MRI on Sunday. Terry Collins and the Mets come out way on top against the Marlins on Saturday as they win 11-3. Here's the Mets skipper on the victory.
Not yet. They're going to do an MRI tomorrow and certainly get a better clarification, but he was in quite a bit of pain on the field.
Have you had a chance to see him since? I mean, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, still.
Again, the X-rays, I'm sure you were told, came back negative. Here, the MRI will tell us a lot more. He's just real sore. So we'll just have to wait and see.
That being said, even with guys continuing to go down, this crew keeps, I mean, it's 11 runs tonight. And I think that's five straight with seven or more runs. What are you seeing in this offense as a unit that's allowing this type of success?
Well, Steve, we've had this conversation a couple of times in the last couple of years where you talk about different guys coming through. TJ Rivera's had big hit after big hit in the last few games. Jay continues to swing good. Jose's starting to get it going. And that's how we're going to have to do it. With Seth out and now with Cabby out, we've got to spread the wealth around and we've got to get everybody to chip in and get some big hits.
Next, okay. Tony?
Terry, just two quick things on his Drubal. One with the day game tomorrow, you're just going to have to play shorthanded, or do you have time to get someone in here?
I got Sandy in the office. I don't know, but we're going to – it's going to be hard to get somebody in from Vegas, certainly with a 1 o'clock game, but I'll have to talk to him. I don't know.
And two, I mean, he's played through all sorts of things over the past couple of years. So for him to be in as much pain as it looked like he was in, I mean, I assume he must have been really hurting.
I'll tell you, Tone, that's the worst. I was right at the dugout last year when he came across home plate when he hurt his knee, and I didn't see him in that much pain as he was today last year. So he's, I don't know what it is, how bad it is, but he's certainly hurting.
Terry, on SNY, Sandy was asked about Rosario, and he said if we had a needed shortstop, it would consider it. Obviously, you have to talk to him and see how long Jules will be out, but do you think this is something Rosario could handle at this point?
You know, Zach, I don't know enough about the guy, really. From what I saw in spring training, I do think he can handle it. He's got tremendous actions. He's got very, very good hands. And if anybody can help him through, this particular instance, we've got a clubhouse full of guys that can certainly help him. But, that'll be Sandy's call. I don't get involved in that stuff.
Rich.
Terry, you know, you've said from spring training this is a team that's going to be relying on the home run, but you have two games this week where you have 16 runs and 11 runs without a home run. Can you talk about how important it is to have that variety of an offensive attack?
Well, you're looking at it based on balls. I mean, we talk about it and and how important they are. And that's when, you know, when guys are swinging and they're a lot more disciplined at the plate, you know, they're getting on base. And right now guys are driving them in, and that is a huge key. And that's where, you know, you say it a lot, two-out singles, they win you a lot of ball games. And so, and right now we're getting a lot of two-out hits, and that means a lot for us. And, you know, we are – As we start warming up, is going to warm up here, isn't it? when they start warming up here, you know, we'll start hitting some homers.
JP,
Terry, two questions. First of all, could Gazelman have gone another inning if he wanted to? And secondly, how much of a step forward was this for him?
Well, JP, he could have gone another inning. I just thought that was a chance we could have put him away. You know. They have a very, very good offensive club, and so I thought it was a time to tack on runs. And actually, Juan's base on balls, it allowed us to get two more runs. So it made a big difference. But he could have gone another inning, and I think certainly we saw some highlights today, you know, pure better stuff. You know, his velocity was up a little bit. We saw better sink. He threw one sinker that I told Dan, that was maybe the best slider through, and Dan said that was a sinker. To tell you that he's getting good, the depth is back. So you saw a lot of ground balls off him tonight, and that's what he's going to do when he's successful.
Terry, you guys have played better since that 2036 game in Washington. Did that game make guys angry, or was it just one of those you put aside?
No, it's just one of those games. We actually played pretty good in Washington outside of that game. And, you know, and I go back to, geez, we played pretty good there. We played pretty good in Atlanta. It's because it's warm. You know, and our guys, we just, you know, it not that they're old, but that, you know, it just means it's a lot easier to play when, you know, you're a lot looser. And I hope it starts warming up here a little bit.
Ed?
Terry, barring Rosario, if he doesn't come up, is it Jose and Wilmer? Is that the main plan?
Yes.
On the left side?
Right now it is, yes.
Go ahead, Steve.
Terry, that Conforto walk, I think it was in the fifth inning where he walked in the run. Is that an indication of just how far he's come from a year ago, a couple of those pitches that he probably would have swung over last year that he was able to hold up on?
Totally agree, Steve. I totally agree with that. He, you know, in the last year, you know, he was really geared up to do some damage. And today, and what you're seeing right now, I think he's seen the ball very, very well. But he's laying off those off-speed pitches that last year he did. He swung at them. And right now he's making them bring the ball up and getting better pitches to hit. And I think that's a huge indication that he's a different player than he was last year.
Roger.
Terry, in terms of when a hyped prospect is brought up to the major league team, do you think it's a better setting for him to have success, for him to come into a situation that's finite, replacing a player who's going to be coming back, or more open-ended?
That's a real good question. I think you gotta, you know, when you get here, it's nice to be put in a situation where there's expectations, so that you don't get caught up in, well, it doesn't matter how I do. It does matter how you do. It always will. And I think you come up here and the intenseness of what we're going through right now, I think you'll learn from it. You know, you learn how to focus. You learn how to stay focused. Like I said, we got a clubhouse that's tremendous. It'll help you get through a tough time and a tough game. Teach you how to deal with stuff. You know, we have seen it with these young pitchers we bought up the last few years. You know, even though probably Noah's the only one that's really come up where you're in the middle of a pennant race, the other guys, look, you know, there's some older guys here to help them out. And I think you bring a young player up, I think it's great that there's intenseness to the game so that they can't, hey, look, you got to be ready to play every day at this level. And yeah, and I don't know if he's coming, but if he does, I think this would be a good place to come to right now.
Last one, John.
Terry, just because you're not getting length from your starters, are you concerned how much you can push this pen, much you've had to use these guys, and how do you go about handling that?
I thought, John, what you saw tonight is how I thought we can do it, and that is limit them to one inning as opposed to over and exposing them and losing them for a day or something. You know, where, hey, look, just give us an inning, we'll back you up. That way you've got them again tomorrow. You start asking them to go two innings tonight, or maybe let's just say 35 pitches, and then you give them a day, and they got to throw 20 more. That'll wear them down. But if you just get them one inning, they're used to that. They're used to coming back on one inning. And there's no question. We got to get some length out of our starters, or our pen's going to be dead in July.
Series wraps up on Sunday as Jose Reyna takes the hill for the Marlins. He'll square off against the Mets' Matt Harvey.